I'm going to go to the I'm 3% to be in the entire police department's whole foundation.
It's a
takes the pistol out, hands it again to the planning commission, next to the managing council, and back to the council for final budget at their meeting on July 6th. The city council responds to a recent application, and the purpose is to correct the non-conforming situation of due to the Deer and Runner Sandbag area of Canada in 1988. That was only recently discovered earlier this year during the recent court adjustment case on the Canada Boulevard, and that case involved the Outdoor Kennel. The zoning official zoning maps incorrectly shaded about 21 tracks on the road and a couple on the Canada Boulevard. As soon as you get to the hotel, you can come up the same as our plane. In 2002, they complained on getting used to a site permit. The case number was SI2-19, which was not filed for the record. This is based on the same correct zoning of IT, and the plan is for a commercial office. Slash common tractor business. And this business is in operation today. This is the 1985 zoning map. And the revised site is located here. And this map, this area, the view is fully marked of our claim. The 1988 zoning map. The label was removed. There is a break in the tape. The old seven maps were hung with tape. And there is a break in the tape located here on the Canada Boulevard. The property purchase signs are here, the same as I do. So that the thing you hear the deal was that the I do center across the Canada Boulevard here. And came during this area along one border. So the area where the error occurred was in this area. The error is that these tracks, channels on to, should be centered on the end. We did find a very sorry for a little more information. We did seek input and guidance from the town attorney. We did send out letters to the property owners. And they did have a period to appeal. This one had turbo taking the issues that we brought with a little more of the settlement. So the property owners, the ones that were directly impacted, which is around 21, but also did a 300-foot buffer verification as well to let people know that the planning department was going to make an interpretation based on the evidence that these tracks are not zoned by the Deer and Runner Sandbag Area 20. This map shows the correct zone. These tracks in here are R20. Now, the zoning site is this site here, and this is currently developed. To the north, we have two communities that are IT. We have commercial uses along the Canada Boulevard, some service buildings, which is heavy commercial. The proposed development of this facility is the Walgreens site. That's the corner of the corner of US 70 and Midburg. This is community retail. And then the Methodist homes on the Henry Donald place where it's named. This is the list of zoning cases in this area of Garner. And the most recent case was the zoning change where the Walgreens site is now on the corner of 78 and Garner. And the zoning case file, there's not one being part of a decision for the interpretation of our community site. We did check our database of all zoning cases, none were filed. That the error was determined to be that the 1988 map
to February 10 in the classroom, 4 after that, into 90s up until our administrator said there is that by 2, which was incorrect. This is an aerial photo of the science site. As part of this request, the new proposed changes to the site at this time. If there are any confusion, I would tell them to separate the process. So this is just a certain change to correct the non-conforming issue. So no change of use, no building expected to occur at this time. This is a street part of the site. This is what it looks like from the boat. The existing family is for planning for the single family zoning district with a lot size of 20,000 square feet. Residential density is just over 100 per acre. The request is for classification as tourist business. This is a commercial office retail district that does allow for storage. And the lot size is 6,000 square feet. And I would point out that this number here is looks like a typo. This should be over 2 units in the acre. This is a full list of the existing homes for uses of our domain, from small family, going to churches, schools, cemeteries, then breakfast, and virtually does allow agricultural uses. This is a full list of what's allowed under the proposed service business zone district. However, 6 pages is a land residential zone, and there are several uses that would be prohibited on the site, and yes, that's shown in red, and then you'll find that if you were starting to work. Barnes and Nichols will not be granted. This light is in the public of residential zoning. Also applies to adult businesses, business, city facilities, outdoor kennels, car washes, and vehicle stores and towing. So if this any change, those uses would not be permitted due to the site's location to the existing residential zoning on Henry Drive and also across the street. This is the water and sewer in the city. There's a leakage water line and the HV line. Along the road part of the site is connected to the water and sewer, so no connection is required as part of the zoning change. This is a survey of the floodplain areas and repairing buffers. The area drains to the southeast. The site has approximately 162 restaurants on the river, and the river is a 10-acre area. The payment that is around 18 feet, the highway width is 60 feet wide. This area of the river is not as existing corner trigger. There is already having sidewalks down where the walkways were developed, but the there has not been any recent developments along the road since then. So this road does not have any grid cover. The site is fully developed. There are better changes because of this time, some regular repairs for repairs. And we do not anticipate any additional traffic impacts as a result of this zoning change. Again, so the site is already developed. We have received the site plan in 2002. The portion of the site touches the boundary of the Regional Center, and this is the best fit for the current comprehensive growth plan for this site. And recommended zoning districts for Regional Centers will include office, institutional, planning and development, service business, community development, district, and multifamily, too, which is a lot of the city. Multifamily district that allows 8 to 9 acres an acre. Thank you. and It's Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
series of tours. Is it the fourth scenario? Do you think you have a fourth? I'm even ministry and basis for the church is in the church will be their own heresy. But for now, it's all ahead.
Thank you.